From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer for the White House. Later Tuesday, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, called her a dynamic force for change.
There are clear, achievable, affordable responses to our challenges. But we won't get to them if America makes the wrong choice in this election. That's why you should elect her. And you should elect her because she'll never quit when the going gets tough. She'll never quit on you.
Mr. Clinton said she is uniquely qualified to seize opportunities and reduce risks the country faces. Clinton will face Republican nominee and New York businessman Donald Trump in the November 8 election. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has replaced his deputy and opposition rival Riek Machar, who fled Juba following renewed clashes by rival forces. Mr. Kiir appointed Taban Dungay, the rebels' chief negotiator, Monday, during last year's peace talks. The UN warned Tuesday the South Sudanese leader that any appointments must be consistent with the peace agreement. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
There were provisions within the peace agreement on this. The government, writ large, both SPLM in government as well as in opposition, remains in dialogue. We see that the president has issued a decree on this. The United States stands with the people of South Sudan. We will work with the government of South Sudan. In terms of this and whether it's allowed under the peace agreement, it's going to be a question for the leadership of South Sudan.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of South Sudanese have fled to neighboring Uganda. UN officials say more refugees have arrived in recent weeks than in the first 6 months.